Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I'm not one who dislikes change, but I think a big change like this is unnerving to anybody.
That's Wendy. If there's one thing we've learned about her, it's that she's a total boss.
I'm a mom. I have three kids. I work in real estate on the management side of things. And we are getting ready to try and move on to a next stage of life that includes a little minimalism, maybe some smaller space. So like it or not, my family's coming along with me on that adventure.
Wendy lives in a big four-bedroom house that sits on an acre of land in Hopedale, Massachusetts. And she reached out to us because she and her husband, Sean, are planning to move to a smaller place in a new town a short drive away.
Now, Wendy, as we said, is a total doer. She's dedicated, innovative. And to be honest, when we asked her husband, Sean, for some more details about why Wendy needed help with this move, he had a hard time coming up with a reason.
Hi, my name's Sean, and my family's about to start a journey from a small town called Hopedale outside of Boston, Mass, to somewhere nearby, not quite sure where yet, but a lot smaller. And I'm nominating my wife, Wendy, to lead us on this journey because she's led us this far, and we've come a long way. So if we're going to downsize, I'm sure she's going to be the one to let us do it right.
Yeah, by that description, it doesn't really seem like Wendy needs much help. Sean really trusts her and knows how capable she is.
But this isn't just a move. This is Wendy and Sean transitioning from their old lives as parents to three kids living in a big house with lots of memories and lots of upkeep to a new, smaller apartment with two kids out of the house and one getting ready for her final years of high school.
The move means saying goodbye to that old life and figuring out what their future holds. And Wendy doesn't want her kids to feel left behind in the process.
And I've totally been there. I was the same age as Sean and Wendy's oldest child when my parents moved from Oregon to California. And it's a big adjustment. And there are ways to accidentally hurt your kids' feelings. So I'm glad we're here to help.
I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jalenta Greenberg. For the past few years, we've lived by the rules of more than 50 self-help books while making our other show By the Book. And in the process, I think we've learned a thing or two.
Whether the advice is all malarkey,
it often is,
or actually useful, we've realized that it all boils down to one key idea.
It's not about figuring out what you're doing wrong and fixing it. It's more about seeing yourself in a new light. You are enough. And we're ready to share what we know with some of you.
Each week, we'll help a different listener tackle a predicament in their life. We'll prescribe a set of self-love steps and help them as they follow our advice for 2 weeks.
Now, of course, we are not actually doctors.
No, not even close.
And sometimes our guests will not like our advice. And that's okay, because they're allowed to have opinions and we're allowed to be wrong. And they can question us all along the way, because at the end of the day, this is not us trying to get them to give up who they are for us.
No. In fact, our goal is the complete opposite. We want to help them get reacquainted with the fabulous person we all see. Because we love you.
And so can you.
So, Jalenta, on the face of it, this one seems pretty simple. Wendy works in real estate. She'll have no trouble finding a new family home. Then she just has to pack up those boxes and go. But the real issue here isn't the logistical side of things.
No, not at all. As we said, Wendy is a go-getter. We're not worried about if she can find a place to live. I think it's all the underlying emotions tied up in this move that make it so difficult.
Yeah, I agree. I moved around a lot when I was a kid, between kindergarten and graduating from high school. As you know, Jalenta,
right.
I lived in 5 homes and went to 7 schools.
That's so many.
It is. And each time we moved, I had to figure out what my place was in this new world, and so did my parents. It's a big transition over and over again to take.
Totally. So, to better understand what this move means to Wendy and Sean, we gave them a call on Skype.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Wow.
I can't see her.
We can't see you, no. But we're sure you're gorgeous.
Oh, you're so nice. Let me see if I can turn on the camera.
Oh, you are gorgeous. Hello.
Oh, stop. Oh, I need to like pick this up.
Oh, we got to do like a good, we have it set at a good angle.
Let's figure it out.
And of course, we also got to see their cute little doggy, Charlie.
Charlie the Peagle.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is so cute.
Is that Pug?
Is she always that calm?
She's very calm, yeah. Oh. She's a Pekingese beagle.
Oh, Pekingese, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. She's so precious.
Shout out to Charlie.
So cute. Love that, Charlie.
Work it, girl.
And once we were all set up, we got down to business. We began by asking Wendy's husband, Sean, a very important question.
Can you just describe Wendy for us? What's she like as a person, to live with, as a mom?
Wendy is an extremely driven person, extremely kind person, great mom. Anything for 25 years is a struggle, right?
Oh,
everybody has their good and their bad, but she's 99.9% good.
Aww, that's so sweet.
That's way more than me.
I was going to say, I don't know if my husband would give me that ratio, so that percentage. Like, I'm impressed.
It sounds like you really like her.
A little bit. She puts up with me.
What is this thing that you're feeling some tension about as you move on to this next phase?
Well, the biggest one is feeling like we're pushing our middle guy out, our son. So while he's never home, he still needs space with us. So as we go out and look around, you know, we found these condos that we love, but there's nowhere for him. So definitely that's a big concern, making sure we still have space for him, that he doesn't feel, you know, totally kicked out of the nest. He's 21 years old, so, you know, maybe it is about time, but you hate to do that.
The holidays will be different.
The holidays will be different. We've been the ones for over 20 years that always did Christmas, always did Thanksgiving. You know, it's not that we're tired of it, but I think somebody else can take a turn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. That was going to be my first question. I'm like, do you need to keep doing it or would you want to break once in a while?
Exactly. I think we just got so in the habit of it and we got good at it. And so everyone just kind of expected it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Our daughter, our youngest daughter, is very concerned with wherever we go, she wants it to feel like a home.
Yeah.
You look at some of these new, beautiful new apartment buildings and and she said, it doesn't feel like a home. It feels like you're in a hotel. And I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Which we like.
I know, yeah. I want to ask you a question, Sean, just so I can get a feel for the vibe, for Wendy's vibe. Would you say Wendy tends to be a person who gets rid of stuff once she knows she's done using it? Does she like to save a lot of things? What's the situation like?
She doesn't pack things. You know, when things, when she's done with them, they're gone either online or she gives them away, give them to my daughter.
Nice.
You know, we do give a lot of stuff away. She's very good at buying new things.
Nice.
So you don't have a ton of clutter to deal with then, is that right? Or, oh no, that face
is
says
there
maybe,
like a storage room somewhere that like where the clutter secretly lives? Oh, nice. Oh. Congrats.
We have so much stuff. Here's an example. We have in our basement, my parents got new furniture, and my son loved their couch. He would sleep on it when he was there. He couldn't part with it. So we said, all right, well, we'll put it in the basement. You can have it in your first apartment. Well, he's not going to have his first apartment for a long time. So we don't just have extra stuff. We have extra, like, big pieces of furniture that we need to figure out. So we've got our work cut out for us.
What are you most excited about with the idea of this move? And, like, what do you want it to look like ideally?
So I see us being able to just pick up and go anytime we want without a lot of beforehand preparation. There's always been just so much figuring things out when we wanted to go somewhere. And then I also, so Sean has a bad back. So snow shoveling,
Nice.
Raking the yard, all that stuff, it I mean, basically, he's in physical therapy once a week, and it was twice a week before. So I'm looking forward to, you know, him not having to deal with that and being healthy, so that we can enjoy our, you know, we're both right around 50, so we're staring down retirement not too long from now, and we want to be healthy and physically able. And you know, you can hire people to do things, but you could also...
We talked to Wendy and Sean for way too long. Eventually, we had to let them go so they could make dinner and live their lives, but I think we got a good sense of what's going on here. They have a teenage daughter at home, Julia, who's still in high school.
There's the middle child, Colin. He's off to college, but still sees his parents' house as home base.
And then there's Lindsay, their oldest child, who lives in a different town with her fiancé.
I wanted to mention our oldest daughter. Her name is Lindsay.
And that's another thing we have coming up, too. She's getting married next summer.
That is a big piece of it, actually.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Oh, huge congratulations.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. So a big piece of, like, the wanting to save money part is she's getting married next summer.
Julia, in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico. So destination wedding. Yeah, and then we still have one more, you know, we've got one to get out of college and then one more still to go through. So the dollar only goes so far, you guys.
It's true. The dollar only goes so far. Don't I know it? I use the same tea bag all day long because I'm so serious about stretching my money.
And by serious, you mean you're cheap as hell.
Oh, absolutely. Probably so. But anywho, after this conversation, we both got so excited to work with Wendy. We realized we needed to help her figure out how to have some tough conversations with her kids while also figuring out what her future with Sean as an empty nester could look like.
And on top of that, there's that big old couch. Mm-hmm. You know, and this may sound weird, but we think this is gonna be a tough part of Wendy's journey. That couch isn't just a couch, you guys. It represents so much more. It represents Wendy holding a place in her next chapter for her son. It represents her caring about her son's wants and needs and all of her kids. And I super appreciate that.
Totally. So as we talked about it, we started thinking it's all about helping Wendy balance the needs of her kids against her own needs and to make sure they can hold on to their old memories while getting excited about making new ones. So now that it's been a few days since our first conversation, we've finally finished putting together Wendy's prescription.
And Kristen, you're probably going to say it's time to call her, aren't you?
Oh, you betcha I am.
Let's do it. Hello?
Hi.
Yay, Wendy.
We're talking to Wendy again. Yay.
This is Jolenta.
This is Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
We're so excited to be talking with you again.
Good. Same here.
After talking with you, we really saw some concrete steps that we thought would help you through what you're going through right now. And we're going to start by giving you the steps for week one.
Yes. Step one is to get a pep talk. The stress of this move for you isn't just about finding a new place. It's deeper than that. So to help you during the process, we want you to identify one of your family members to be on your team. Sit down with them and get a pep talk, and also show them some gratitude for supporting you.
Sounds good.
And as an added bonus, maybe you can ask them about the furniture you're storing in the basement. Perhaps they have some good ideas for what to do with it.
Okay, perfect. Yep, I can do that.
All right. Step two, get your answers. You've spent decades caring for your kids, watching them grow up. And now, Wendy, it's time to shift your focus to your own future. But that's easier said than done. So, to make sure you keep your kids in mind as you move forward, we want you to have a conversation with each of them and ask them, what makes home feel like home to them? That way, you'll know what they value, and you can take that with you as you move forward.
Yeah, I'd like to know what they say. It'll be interesting to see what they say to that question.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Step three, find your keepsakes. It sounds like you're typically a pro at getting rid of things you no longer need, but we want to make sure you're holding on to things that feel important to you and your family, and things that will make your new home feel homey. So identify these special objects and make a list of what you want to keep.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And it takes some creativity. I know that already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that sounds good.
So that's where we left Wendy to start her first week of living by our steps.
I really think she's going to breeze through this first week. She's so on top of things.
Yeah, she's totally capable, Kristen. But while I have a ton of faith in Wendy, I do think this is going to be a tough week. She's going to be having a lot of big conversations with her kids, and it could bring up lots of emotions.
Wow. We'll find out about those emotions and everything else after this break.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back, and we're ready to start listening to Wendy's audio diaries from week one.
Yes. So the first step she completed was step one, getting a pep talk. She sat down with her older daughter, Lindsay, who gave her a ton of support.
It's exciting for me to see you guys able to do something that can give you more, like, free time back.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you.
So that's part of why I'm really excited for you guys about it.
And after Wendy expressed her gratitude, she went for that bonus question and asked Lindsay what to do about that couch in the basement that her son Colin has such an attachment to. Lindsay had an interesting perspective.
I remember when I was first looking for an apartment, I was like, oh, I need a couch. I can't afford to buy a couch. How can I procure a couch? So I thought I had to get a couch.
Uh-huh.
From a family member.
Okay.
Because I didn't know the beauty of Craigslist. Or the beauty of Facebook yard sale.
Okay.
So I wonder if it might help him if you sort of showed him mm-hmm. how cheap you can get a much nicer couch.
Yep.
That is such a good point. For a young person still getting his footing in the world, a couch can seem like this huge investment you have to make. I mean, honestly, it is a huge investment even for a lot of adults.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be as huge of a financial burden as I think a lot of people just starting out think it might be. Yeah. So good thinking, Sister Lindsay. You're crushing it.
Yes. Okay, so we know Lindsay is in Wendy's corner, and we're getting a better handle on what her son, Colin, might be thinking. That means it's time to hear from her younger daughter, Julia. Wendy sat down with her for step two, get your answers.
How do you feel about the move? You feel like we can make it cozy somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you upset?
Sure.
What? Are you?
Not really.
No?
Kind of. Just like, it's going to be weird, but whatever.
What's going to be weird?
Moving.
Mm-hmm. Because we've been here a long time, or?
Yeah, like, I've never moved in. Like, I've never lived in a different town.
That's true. You were born here. That's very true. You're the only one of the three kids that's always been in Hopedale.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, Lindsay has already gone off on her own. Colin is away at college and is spending his summer away, too. But for Julia, this house and this town are still her current home. Luckily, though, there were some things Julia was excited about with this move.
What do you think we could do to make it feel more homey for you?
All new room decor.
Okay. What were you thinking about?
I want like tranquil and like zen vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want like the wooden headboard, and I want the tapestry that I showed you with the cactuses on it. And
you've been thinking about this.
Yeah, I have been.
Have you been decorating your room in your mind?
I have been, yes.
Do you have a Pinterest board?
No, I need to make one.
Okay. Oh, that would be fun. Should we make a Pinterest board together?
Sure.
And like pick out different things?
Yep.
I love that. I love Julia. I love her vision of what she wants in her new space. She's like expressing her adulthood vibes. I'm obsessed. And I love that it is a chance for Julia and Wendy to make memories together while they get ready to decorate their new home to feel homey and make more memories there.
This is all sounding so good. But I heard from our producer that Wendy might have had a few other things come up during this week that she wanted to talk with us about, specifically a town hall meeting and a yard sale. Should we give Wendy a call and see what went down?
Yeah, sounds very juicy. Gotta know.
Wendy,
how are you?
Yes, I'm good.
You just finished week one.
I did, yes.
How do you feel like it went?
Interesting. So I was feeling like it was very cathartic to think about the prescriptions and talk things through. And had some other stuff come up that maybe wasn't part of the steps. Couple of things that kind of hit me emotionally that surprised me.
What were they?
I went to town meeting. And so I've lived here for over 20 years now. And, you know, going into the room thought, oh my gosh, you know, next time town meeting comes around and there's voting, I might not even be a voting member of this town. And there was some pretty emotional topics that came up, and I wasn't really prepared for that either. I was there for two issues. One of them was a budget override, and the other one was voting on some sports fields. But also on the agenda were some votes about a pot shop that's going to come to town.
Yes.
So the pot shop got voted in, the fields got voted down, I think independent of one another, I wouldn't have thought much of it, but the outcome of it was just like, wow, did this just happen? What does that say about our nice little town? It was disappointing.
Did that disappointment in any way maybe make you feel like, hey, maybe now's not a bad time to move on to the next chapter?
In a way, yes.
Oh,
it made me say, yeah, I did say, well, I guess it's not my worry anymore.
yeah, for real. Can you tell us about the yard sale?
Oh my gosh, so funny.
What did you sell? Funny. How did you decide what to sell? Was it fun?
My son had a trophy from, they won this big summer-long tournament. My husband was actually the coach, and it was like as tall as up to my waist, this huge trophy. So I took the little placard off of it.
Oh,
so we
good.
Have that as a keepsake.
Good.
But the trophy I just put out with the yard
right.
sale, it was the one of the first things to sell to a little old woman. And I said to her, what are you going to do with this? She's like, I don't know. I just really like it.
Oh,
that's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
It was really, really funny.
Oh my gosh. I hope she gets a little placard to put on the front of it that says world's best tag sailor. Because
yeah,
I think she
just
should.
Won the jackpot
idea.
With that. Yes. Oh,
yes.
That's so great.
Good idea.
And so it sounds like you were able to complete step three, find your keepsakes while you are prepping for that yard sale. So that is an A+ for multitasking, Wendy.
Definitely. And I love that idea of keeping that placard from that trophy, but letting the trophy itself go. That way you can keep the old memories and take up a lot less space.
That is such a smart idea.
Good. Good. Well, it sounds like you had a fantastic first week. You checked some major boxes there.
You've so many boxes.
Yeah.
Moving boxes. There we go.
Okay. Enough jokes about boxes, as much as I love puns. It's time, Wendy, for your week two prescription. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
We're going to start with step four, moving on. So now that you have some answers specifically about that furniture in your basement, it's time to make your move. Take some time to talk to Colin about the old couch and figure out its future. Maybe it's getting a storage unit so Colin can take over the responsibility of finding it a home. Or maybe it's time to let it go.
I like it.
Okay, step five. It's time to plan your perfect room. Your daughter, Julia, has already started thinking about what she wants her new space to feel like, and we want you to have a little fun with that, too. So try drawing something, making a list, making a Pinterest board. Plan out what you want a space for you in your next phase of your life to look like in your new home. And step six. Now, I'm going to take this one, too, because I love me a vision board.
You sure do.
Mm-hmm. So for this step, it is time to make a vision board of what you're excited for in this next part of your journey, of your life as a whole. You already know what you want to leave behind. A big yard to take care of, giant electric bills, an old house that needs a lot of upkeep. But now we want you to think more about what you're looking forward to.
Yeah. In short, we want you to not just think about all the irritations you're leaving behind, but all the things you're looking forward to.
I love that. And I think... Yeah, that's going to really help with pushing through the work that it's going to take to get there. So that's fantastic.
Okay. And finally, step seven, moving forward with gratitude. Moving on doesn't mean your old memories get erased. It just means you get to make new ones too. To help you and your family see that traditions and fun can happen in a smaller place, it's time to host a gathering, but confine it to just one room. And most importantly, we want you to toast your old house as you do this.
I like it. That's a great idea.
That's all, Kristen. I was so impressed when she came up with that one.
It's a really good idea. So wish me luck, and I'll be in touch.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Yay. You too. Thanks. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Jolenta, I am so glad Wendy likes that idea, but honestly, I just wanted to be invited to a party like that where everyone has to stay in one room of a house.
Kristen, you've been to like 1,000 parties like that. Those are just parties in New York in an apartment. Like, we had Thanksgiving at my house like that, just all stuck in one room.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And those parties are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So I hope Wendy has fun doing it.
Ugh, so do I. And she deserves a little fun during all of this hard work she's doing. You know, moving and living by our steps and checking in with us all the time. That's hard work. And I do think it will be hard to give Colin, her son, that couch ultimatum, too. It's a lot of tough stuff.
You're right. And we'll hear all about it after this break. We're back. And Wendy is going into week two on a high note. She did the hard work of cleaning out things she didn't need anymore and selling them at the neighborhood yard sale while holding on to important keepsakes. She had some big conversations with her kids, and she even got a little perspective on what leaving this town might mean for her and her family.
So now it's obviously time for some fun, right?
Yeah.
Here's Wendy's audio diary for step six, making a vision board. She sat down with her husband, Sean, to dream about their future without a big old house or kids at home to worry about.
So you want to hear what I pinned?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you'll like this one. Oh, I just did. There was a quote that I found, and that's what gave me the idea to name it Next Chapter. It says, "Your next chapter is going to be amazing." And then I found a Rhode Island wine and cheese tour. So the article, and there's kind of a map that goes with it. Here, look at the map. It's basically like all different vineyards, and some have cheese, homemade cheese, and you do like a tour and you kind of get like a passport stamped along the way. You know, like that winery we went to last summer. That was really fun.
That was amazing.
Was that last summer?
Yep. If it's anything like that, count me in.
Count me in too.
Seriously, wine and cheese, little passport stamps. So cute.
All right. So then I also found an article that I pinned called 12 Dog-Friendly Hikes in Massachusetts. And there's way more than I thought.
Absolutely. Nothing makes me happier than hiking with my pup.
Yeah. So you kind of look forward to that in the next chapter?
I do.
So then the other one, and you gave me this idea last night, it was a tour of all different Civil War sites that you can...
Gettysburg.
Yeah. It was like a whole map that you could follow that took you to all the historic sites from the Civil War.
And that is a passion of mine, and I would love to do that. It's on my bucket list, so...
That'd be fun.
Count me in.
You know, I made my husband, Dean, go on a date to Gettysburg with me shortly after we met. I think it's a super romantic place.
I disagree, but to each their own, right? That's why we have Pinterest. Back to Wendy, though. You know what I found super interesting is this vision board is all about leaving their new place, you know? There aren't any, like, tapestries and headboards the way Julia is thinking. These are all big trips and new memories they want to make and all things about literally leaving the home.
Yeah, in fact, remember step 5, plan your perfect room? Well, Wendy didn't even record an audio diary for them doing that step, and that's kind of great. Clearly, that part of the move wasn't as important as the adventures they're going to have in their next chapter.
Definitely. You know, she made this prescription work for her and her priorities, which are not necessarily all decor related.
Yes. And that left just 2 more steps to go, talking to Colin about the couch, and then, of course, the party.
Mm-hmm. But while we waited for those audio diaries to come in, we started to worry because we realized we were waiting and waiting and waiting. We hadn't heard from Wendy in a little while. That's when she sent us this.
Hi, Kristen and Jolenta. It's Wendy. Just wanted to send you an update. Boy, things have been a little crazy around here. But the news is we will be moving in August, so the push is on. It's good we've been getting ready all these weeks.
Yes, Wendy, they found a new place. It's one town over and about half the size of their current home, which means it's much more manageable. And in just about a month and a half, they would be packing up that moving truck.
But that wasn't the only thing she wanted to update us on.
We got some bad news.
The bad news was about a family member's health. And it really put this move into perspective for Wendy.
You know, we're so lucky we have choices. But the truth of the matter is, if we don't make this choice to make a move and reduce our expenses, it will be very hard for our family to, you know, support our kids and get them through college, help out with a wedding, travel to a wedding. So even though it seems like, you know, fun, exciting, it's something that we just have to do, too.
Oof, that is heavy. I think we should give Wendy a call and see how she's doing and talk through these last few steps with her.
I think so, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yay, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good.
How are you doing?
Oh, I just love hearing your voice and that sweet, sweet little accent. Just a hint, just a hint.
Yes. Good to hear your voices, too.
Oh, we're just so thrilled to be catching up with you.
Yeah.
And it's been a little while. And
I know,
and
yeah.
We know you have been doing a lot of different things since we last talked with you.
For sure.
Yeah, so we can hardly wait to catch up and hear about how everything's going with you.
I did record just kind of texting back and forth with my son. Colin, you all signed up for summer course. Did you get the job in Newport? Let's see what he says. You know, lucky kid, he's ending up taking a summer class. He's working in Newport. And so one of our big concerns was having enough space and room for everybody. Mm. And what we've been finding the last couple of years is that, you know, he's barely home. I mean, he might have 5 or 6 days that he's home in the next 6 months. So it really did underline the fact that we're making the right decision, you know, not
nice.
Hanging on to a lot of space, in case he's around, because it seems like he's settled and he's not going to be around, which I'm so happy for him.
Yay.
I think, you know, he loves to be home, but also just needs to be out making his way in the world.
Nice. Oh, that must That's have so been exciting. So reassuring for you.
So then the other thing we definitely know we need, because Julia is still home, two spaces that are like hangout spaces. Mm-hmm. So there's a loft in the townhouse we're moving to. So that loft will be like watch TV, hangout kind of space. And will be Colin's space when he's home. So
that's perfect.
Oh, that's perfect.
And I would say, like, as Julia, how fun would it be to have like a loft to take all my friends to every Friday night or whatever to like, you know, do whatever kids in lofts do.
I can picture that. Can totally picture that.
What's the official decision on the old couches?
Oh, you know what? So funny. So they're going. They're definitely going. That's the official decision. So that's fine.
Yeah. Thank them for their service. You know.
Yes. So unfortunately, they're not in a condition that anyone who takes donations was interested in having them donated. Oh.
I mean, that also tells, you know, I feel like that's a good lesson for Colin. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. No, you're so right. So they'll get picked up by the trash company. Mm.
And we're just glad you came to a place of peace with all of that, because we know that was one of the things that was weighing on you. And now it won't anymore.
Yeah, you seem so like nonchalant, like easy peas. You know?
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
You're so right. That was like such a big problem in my life not too long ago. And you're right. Now it's like, okay, we've solved it. We're good.
Yay.
You're solving problems left and right.
Okay, Wendy, we have to know. How was your final step? Did you end up hosting the party?
So the weekend before Father's Day, nobody was going to be around for Father's Day. Are you catching a theme? Nobody's around.
Yeah, yeah.
So Thursday before Father's Day, Colin and Julia were both home. So we said, all right, we've got to just do our Father's Day celebration tonight.
I don't know if we'll have any other parties or get-togethers here. We've had some good ones, though, that's for sure. So I guess this is the Father's Day and farewell to Hopedale. Thanks for the memories.
We sat around the table and, you know, we had some wine. Julia had some sparkling cider and we had our nice glasses out.
Should we clink our glasses? Mm-hmm. Clink.
Yay!
So we're talking, I'm asking questions, Sean's asking questions and kind of talking about the next step and the new place and talking about memories here.
All right. So some of the good times we've had here. Dad said one of the bad times. What was the bad time you were saying, Sean? Burying Sydney.
Burying Sydney.
Yeah, that was horrible. Poor baby Sydney passed away. Not a real baby for anybody who's wondering. It was our puppy. So those were some bad memories, but we had some great Christmases. We had some great Thanksgivings. Mm-hmm. I had some great freakouts because company was coming.
Yes, you did.
Company's coming. We took pictures for dances. Mm-hmm.
Prom, Colin's prom.
We had Colin's prom. We had Colin's graduation. We had sixth grade graduation. We brought Charlie home. We had hockey team breakfast. That was really fun, actually.
That was fun.
We cooked a lot of breakfast.
Your 50th
birthday.
It was really nice. It was great.
Beautiful. That's so great. That sounds like such a beautiful way to say goodbye to this chapter and enter your amazing chapter.
Hey-o.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Good. And are you at the end of all of this feeling more at peace with those questions you were having when we first met you?
Definitely. Definitely. And it's been so going through the steps for sure were super helpful. You know, plans that were very much open-ended and question marks now have, you know, closure and a period at the end of the sentence. So, yeah, it was definitely... I'm not one who dislikes change, but I think a big change like this is unnerving to anybody.
Oh,
so
yeah, 100%.
So definitely felt very unnerved and uncertain, and now just feel so much better about the whole thing. So it really has been helpful going through this with you guys.
And can I say, you probably feel better because you've been working incredibly hard and, like, kicking a lot of ass in the, like, getting things done department. So, like,
it's true.
That
yeah.
work is all you.
Thank
you know,
you.
We're just, like, tricking you into, like, seeing how awesome you are, I think.
Aww,
you know,
thank
like,
you.
You went from talking to us about, like, hypothetically moving to, like, having a place, all your space needs fixed, like, on the same page with all your kids about their needs. Like, you went from a sort of, like, big idea about, I might want to go here in my life, to really putting it into action in a way that I really admire.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And then you had those tough conversations too. And those tough conversations in the end proved to be so much easier than the things that were in your own head that you were worried about.
Mm-hmm.
We're so happy that you're at where you're at right now.
Just going through everything a step at a time. You're right. It's just gotten me to this place where I'm like, okay, well, we'll figure it out. It'll be okay.
Wendy has got it covered. I am just in awe of her and everything she's done. She can totally handle this move and whatever comes after it.
Totally agree. And I love how she set herself up to move without leaving all her memories behind. You know, she did the emotional work of like preparing for a big life upheaval.
Yes. And well, all I know is I hope she and Sean don't mind me crashing their date to a Civil War historic site.
And I will be crashing their wine tour.
You do you, Jolenta. I'll do me.
Perfect. We'll see you guys, Wendy and Sean, on our dates.
That's it for this episode of We Love You and So Can You. Our super producer, superhero, writer, show structurer, editor, guest booker, all of those things is Lindsay Cradwell, and our engineer is Casey Holford. Thanks also to Casey Holford for composing our theme song. Our editor is John Delore, Daisy Rosario is executive producer, and Chris Bannon is chief content officer. Thanks also to Nora Ritchie.
And have you gotten your tickets to our live show at the Bell House in Brooklyn on September 6th yet? If you haven't, you should. We would love to see you there. You can get tickets through the link in our show notes.
Please stay in touch. Do you have a predicament you need help with? And what helped you get through a move or a new phase in your life?
Our email address is weloveyoupod@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can tweet us at Jolenta G, at Kristen Meiser, or at weloveyoupod. And don't forget, you can leave us a voicemail too. Maybe we'll play your precious voice on one of our mini episodes. You can call us at 601-LOVE-171. That's 601-568-3171.
Also, please rate us and review us in Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. It helps other people to find the show. And if you haven't already, tell a friend about the show. Tell your real estate broker about the show. Tell your new neighbors when you get to your new neighborhood. Knock on every door and say, hi, my name is Wendy. This is a show you should listen to.
Also, don't forget to hit subscribe. Until next time, I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
And so can you.
We need to come up with a drinking game for how many times we say yay during recording sessions.
Stitcher.